Hello everyone, Emanuela Zibordi speaking. I'm here today to give you a brief description about spaced learning. Why? Because it is the eighth argument of the course e-learning beyond the next button, and as a teacher interested in the learning processes, it is very, very useful for my work. If you are a teacher too, or you are training people with new contents, listen to my speech and then try to introduce these strategies in your context. Well, what is spaced learning? It is a theory that says that if you are teaching something new, it's better to distribute the repetition of the contents in different spaced times. I do an example. The day one, you give some information to your classroom. After some days, at least four, you recall them for the second time, and some days later, you recall them too, and so on, until the students have not had the time to send this information in the long-term memory. It looks simple, but the difficult is to present the same information in different ways, trying to get mastery and competence in the subject, not only pure knowledge or fluency. So the learning becomes deeper and deeper, going from a short-term memory to a long-term one in full awareness of the learned concepts. How can we do it? Some author suggests to explain the contents and, after a bit of time, ask to write what the students remember about them. So, in the next recall, you can propose different kinds of tasks as elaborations, interactions, short recalls, using the new media too to embed the knowledge that must cross the body, that naturally includes the mind. How many times do you repeat or recall in different ways the contents? Researchers say that at least 5 times, so that the mind processes become permanent. This methodology is one of the most studied in the field of learning, but the least used. In my opinion, that's why we use textbooks in a linear way as it is in their nature. But now, with the web and internet, we can jump into the contents in reticular and interactive mode, using a huge types of tools to propose and recall what we want our students learn. I think that it's time to fill the gap. I thank you for your attention and follow me again. Stay tuned.